USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden went to Atlanta to talk about the coronavirus and address the recent shootings there. 8 people died, and 6 of them were Asian women.
In my first week in office, I signed an executive order directing federal agencies to combat this resurgence of xenophobia. The Department of Justice is strengthening its partnership with the AAPI community to prevent these crimes, in addition to its other work to take on violent extremists and domestic terrorism. I'm calling on Congress to pass, to get to my desk, the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act. And the House just passed the reauthorization for the Violence Against Women Act, a law I authored more than 25 years ago as one of my proudest legislative achievements. I call on the Senate to swiftly pass it and get it to my desk.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
The Department of Education has announced plans to roll back a Trump administration policy that granted only partial student loan relief to students that were defrauded by for-profit colleges. A senior education official said that the formula introduced by former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos was not granted an appropriate level of relief to borrowers. The department said it should eliminate about $1 billion in student loan debt relief from about 72,000 students. The Federal Reserve announced that it will not extend an emergency order given a year ago that eased the amount of capital banks were required to keep to counter potential economic hardships brought on by COVID-19. The Fed said it will allow the rule to expire at the end of March. Ordered in the early weeks of the crisis last year, the rule permitted U.S. banks to exclude treasuries and deposits with Fed banks from the calculation of its leverage ratios. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz will be leading a delegation to the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday the 26th amid a surge of illegal aliens. USA's John Clemens reports.
The Biden administration has been blamed for the humanitarian crisis as thousands of children have been encouraged to come to the border despite the dangers. During a conference call, Senator John Cornyn spoke of those dangers.
The Border Patrol has told me that roughly a third of the women and girls who make their way into the United States have been sexually assaulted.
Senator Cornyn also told us many of the children come from countries that advocate America's destruction.
That just this year, they had detained people from 54 different countries at the Texas-Mexico border.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
If you thought last month's bitter cold was chillier than any February's in the past, you were right. It was. New data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration puts February 2021 as the coldest in more than 30 years in the U.S. North America, Scandinavia, and Northern Asia were all significantly below average in temperatures last month. The central and eastern tropical Pacific Ocean, as well as Australia and parts of the southern oceans, were also notably colder during February than in previous years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.